Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to talk about a subject that many people shy away from and are often uncomfortable about discussing, and it is the subject of hell. One day, when Vice President Calvin Coolidge was presiding over the Senate during a very heated debate, one senator angrily told another to go straight to hell. The offended senator complained to the vice president, who was acting as presiding officer, and Coolidge looked up from the book that he had been leafing through and with all seriousness said to the man, "I've been looking through the rule book, and you don't have to go." The Bible's very clear. There is a very literal and real hell. But if you'll look through the Word of God, you will find you don't have to go. But many people are unfamiliar with the amount of references in the Word of God to this place called hell. So this week, we will take a look at the reality of hell and what the Bible says about hell. Many people today question the reality of any kind of life after death. Some people think that when they die, they are just like an animal with no future existence once they have taken their last breath on the earth. But the Bible clearly teaches the truth of an eternity in which all human beings will participate in one location or another. Though every single human body does at some point die and decay, the human spirit, which is the real you, lives on. The only question becomes this one: where will your human spirit reside once your physical body has ceased to function on the earth? The Bible teaches us of a very real place called heaven, which is the final dwelling place of those who have placed their trust in God and received His free gift of salvation, forgiveness of sins, and eternal life. But the Bible also teaches of a very real and a literal place called hell, or Hades, which is a Greek word, which is a place of torment and reserved for those who have rejected God's offer of love and forgiveness and eternal life through belief in God's Son, Jesus Christ. We can see a glimpse of both heaven and hell referenced in the following story that Jesus told about the rich man and Lazarus in the Gospel of Luke. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, and he saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us." In this story told by Jesus, we can observe two very different destinations after death. One is a place of comfort, blessing, and eternal life, Lazarus was enjoying that place, while the other place is one of fiery torment and eternal punishment. And that is where the rich man found himself. Jesus said in Matthew 25:46, "And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." Jesus made it very clear that there are two possible destinations after death. Though you can find references to hell and eternal punishment throughout the Bible, both Old Testament and New Testament, the most descriptive and conclusive utterances about hell came from the lips of Jesus. He spoke of hell in terms of a furnace of fire, eternal fire, and eternal punishment. He also referred to it as outer darkness, the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth, and a place for the devil and his demons. While searching the Bible for references that speak of life after death, you will encounter several Hebrew and Greek words that may need some clarification. One is the word Sheol, which is a Hebrew word found in our Old Testament and is often translated as hell, and it literally means the grave or the abode of the dead. The Greek words Hades and Gehenna are also translated into our English word hell. Hades means the unseen world, and Gehenna referred to a place of eternal punishment for sinners. The ancient Hebrews considered Sheol to be the place where both the righteous and the unrighteous went after death, and it was a place where they would receive recompense for their life deeds, either good or bad. When Jesus was crucified and died, he went to Sheol, the scripture tells us, and he emptied it of the righteous who had died before the Savior and Redeemer had come to the earth. The Hebrews called the part of Sheol where the righteous occupied Abraham's bosom. And from Jesus' story in Luke chapter 16, where Lazarus was seen in Abraham's bosom, we learn that there's a great gulf or a chasm between Abraham's bosom, or the place where the righteous dwell after they died, and the place of torment that held the unrighteous who had died. We can also glean from Jesus' conversation with the thief on the cross that is found in Luke 23 that Jesus promised him to take him to paradise on that very day. Now, paradise refers to a heavenly place in the presence of God, reserved for those who put their trust in God. By putting these passages together, we can understand that when Jesus died on the cross, making the ultimate sacrifice and becoming our substitute, that we might be able to have eternal life, Jesus went to Sheol, that place of the dead, where the righteous were waiting for the Redeemer of the world, and emptied it. You could say he led a triumphal procession of the godly out of Abraham's bosom into paradise or heaven upon fulfillment of his redemptive and substitutionary death on the cross. One commonly heard argument against the concept of hell is given by those who say a loving God would never create such a place as hell. But the scriptures teach that hell was not created for man. Instead, it was created for the devil and the angels who followed him in his rebellion against God before the creation of man. Matthew 25:41, Jesus said, "Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, you accursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. But because God gave human beings a free will, enabling every person to choose God and his love, or to reject him and follow Satan and his rebellious ways, people have ended up following Satan to this place called hell. Though we know from the Word of God that God is not willing that any should perish, meaning it's not His will that people perish in the torment of eternal fire, but God has given each one of us a free will to choose God and His love and His life, or to choose our own way. And the way of rebellion always ends in death, eternal death. A.W. Tozier made an insightful observation when he said, "The vague and tenuous hope that God's too kind to punish the ungodly has become a deadly opiate for the consciences of millions." Don't fall into that trap of thinking God's too kind to throw people into hell. It's people that choose where they will spend their eternity. That's all the time we have for today, but join me tomorrow as we continue to look at what the Bible says about hell. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.